Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and no news and views on this podcast, but we are reading through the Bible chronologically using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation. And guys, tonight is a kind of a special episode. I was just looking through, and I looked down, and I was at 499 episodes on Bible Prophecy for Today. So this episode right now is number 500. So I thought, whoa, that's a lot of episodes. I didn't think I'd ever see that. But you know, God is good, and so hopefully the people are hearing the word of God and the gospel's being spread, and there's encouragement going out to believers, and all glory to God. And so that's the whole reason for this podcast and website and all that good stuff, is just to bring God glory and just to let, you know, other believers know, you know, encouragement and faith, you know, because in these dark days, you know, we as believers, we need to encourage one another. And so today, guys, we're going to jump back in, and we are reading through the Bible once again chronologically. We are on March the 13th, and this is Moses is forbidden to enter the land. So this is Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 21 to 29. And we'll go ahead and start that. May the Lord God bless the reading of his word. At that time, I gave Joshua this charge. You have seen for yourself everything the Lord your God has done to these two kings. He will do the same to all the kingdoms on the west side of the Jordan. Do not be afraid of the nations there, for the Lord your God will fight for you. At that time, I pleaded with the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, you have only begun to show your greatness and the strength of your hand to me, your servant. Is there any God in heaven or on earth who can perform such great and mighty deeds as you do? Please let me cross the Jordan to see the wonderful land on the other side, the beautiful hill country and the Lebanon mountains. But the Lord was angry with me because of you, and he would not listen to me. That's enough, he declared. Speak of it no more. But go up to Pisgah Peak and look over the land in every direction. Take a good look, but you may not cross the Jordan River. Instead, commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead the people across the Jordan. He will give them all the land you now see before you as their possession. So we stay in the valley near Beth Peor. Moses urges Israel to obey. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. And now, Israel, listen carefully to these decrees and regulations that I am about to teach you. Obey them so that you may live, so you may enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Do not add to or subtract from these commands I am giving you. Just obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you. You saw for yourself what the Lord did to you at Baal Peor. There the Lord your God destroyed everyone who had worshipped Baal, the God of Peor. But all of you who were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today, every one of you. Look, I now teach you these decrees and regulations, just as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. Obey them completely, and you will display your wisdom and intelligence among the surrounding nations. When they hear all these decrees, they will exclaim, "How wise and prudent are the people of this great nation! For what great nation has a God as near to them as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call on him? And what great nation has decrees and regulations as righteous and fair as this body of instructions that I am giving you today? But watch out, be careful, never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live. And be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren. Never forget the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Mount Sinai, where he told me, 'Summon the people before me, and I will personally instruct them.' Then they will learn to fear me as long as they live, and they will teach their children to fear me also. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while flames from the mountain shot into the sky. The mountain was surrounded in black clouds and deep darkness, and the Lord spoke to you from the heart of the fire. You heard the sound of his words, but didn't see his form. There was only a voice. He proclaimed his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to keep, and which he wrote on two stone tablets. It was at that time that the Lord commanded me to teach you his decrees and regulations so you would obey them in the land you were about to enter and occupy. Warning against idolatry, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 15 to 31. But be careful you did not see the Lord's form on the day he spoke to you from the heart of the fire at Mount Sinai. So do not corrupt yourselves by making an idol in any form, whether of a man or a woman, an animal on the ground, a bird in the sky, a small animal that scurries along the ground, or a fish in the deepest sea. And when you look up into the sky and see the sun, moon, and stars, all the forces of heaven, don't be seduced into worshiping them. The Lord your God gave them to all the people of the earth. Remember that the Lord rescued you from the iron smelting furnace of Egypt in order to make you his very own people in his special possession, which is what you are today. But the Lord was angry with me because of you. He vowed that I would not cross the Jordan River into the good land the Lord your God is giving you as your special possession. You will cross the Jordan to occupy the land, but I will not. Instead, I will die here on the east side of the river. So be careful not to break the covenant the Lord your God has made with you. Do not make idols of any shape or form, for the Lord your God has forbidden this. The Lord your God is a devouring fire. He is a jealous God. In the future, when you have children and grandchildren and have lived in the land a long time, do not corrupt yourselves by making idols of any kind. This is evil in the sight of the Lord your God and will arouse his anger. Today I call on heaven and earth as witness against you. If you break my covenant, you will quickly disappear from the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. You will live there only a short time. Then you will be utterly destroyed, for the Lord will scatter you among the nations, where only a few of you will survive. There, in a foreign land, you will worship idols made from wood and stone, gods that neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But from there you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you search for him with all your heart and soul, you will find him. In the distant future, when you are suffering all these things, you will finally return to the Lord your God and listen to what he tells you. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the solemn covenant he made with your ancestors. There is only one God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 40. Now search all of history from the time God created people on the earth until now, and search from one end of heaven to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard before? Has any nation ever heard the voice of God speaking from fire as you did and survived? Has any other God dared to take a nation for himself out of another nation by means of trials, miraculous signs, wonders, war, a strong hand, a powerful arm, and terrifying acts? Yet that is what the Lord your God did for you in Egypt right before your eyes. He showed you these things so you would know that the Lord is God and there is no other. He let you hear his voice from heaven so he could instruct you. He let you see his great fire here on earth so he could speak to you from it. Because he loved your ancestors, he chose to bless their descendants. And he personally brought you out of Egypt with a great display of power. He drove out nations far greater than you so he could bring you in and give you their land as your special possession as it is today. So remember this and keep it firmly in mind. The Lord is God both in heaven and on earth, and there is no other. If you obey all the decrees and commands I'm giving you today, all will be well with you and your children. I am giving you these instructions so you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Eastern Cities of Refuge, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 41 to 43. Then Moses set apart three cities of refuge east of the Jordan River. Anyone who killed another person unintentionally without previous hostility could flee there to live in safety. These were the cities Bezer on the wilderness plateau for the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead for the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan for the tribe of Manasseh. Introduction to the Law, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 44 3:49. This is the body of instruction that Moses presented to the Israelites. These are the laws, decrees, and regulations that Moses gave to the people of Israel when they left Egypt. And as they camped in the valley near Beth Peor, east of the Jordan River, this land was formerly occupied by the Amorites under King Sihon, who ruled from Heshbon. But Moses and the Israelites destroyed him and his people when they came up from Egypt. Israel took possession of his land and that of King Og of Bashan, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan. So Israel conquered the entire area from Aroer at the edge of the Arnon Gorge all the way to Mount Sinai, also called Mount Hermon. And they conquered the eastern bank of the Jordan River as far south as the Dead Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah. The Ten Commandments, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, "Listen carefully, Israel. Hear the decrees and regulations I'm giving you today, so you may learn them and obey them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Sinai. The Lord did not make this covenant with our ancestors, but with all of us who are alive today. At the mountain, the Lord spoke to you face to face from the heart of the fire. I stood as an intermediary between you and the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire and did not want to approach the mountain. He spoke to me, and I passed his words on to you, and this is what he said. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other gods but me. You must not make for yourselves an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affections for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. As the Lord your God has commanded, you have 6 days each week for your ordinary work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no work in your household may do. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen and donkeys, and other livestock, and any foreigners living among you. All your male and female servants must rest as you do. Remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, but the Lord your God brought you out with his strong hand and powerful arm. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you to rest on the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's wife. You must not covet your neighbor's house or land, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. The Lord spoke these words to all of you assembled there at the foot of the mountain. He spoke with a loud voice from the heart of the fire, surrounded by clouds and deep darkness. This was all he said at that time, and he wrote his words on two stone tablets and gave them to me. But when you heard the voice from the heart of the darkness, while the mountain was blazing with fire, all your tribal leaders and elders came to me. They said, "Look, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and greatness, and we have heard his voice from the heart of the fire. Today we have seen that God can speak to us humans, and yet we live. But now why should we risk death again? If the Lord our God speaks to us again, we will certainly die and be consumed by this awesome fire. Can any living thing hear the voice of the living God from the heart of the fire as we did and yet survive? Go yourself and listen to what the Lord our God says. Then come and tell us everything he tells you, and we will listen and obey. The Lord heard the request you made to me, and he said, 'I have heard what the people said to you, and they are right.' Oh, that they would always have hearts like this, that they might fear me and obey all my commandments. If they did, they and their descendants would prosper forever. Go and tell them, 'Return to your tents, but you stand here with me so I can give you all my commands, decrees, and regulations. You must teach them to the people so they can obey them in the land I am giving them as their possession.' So Moses told the people, you must be careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God, following his instructions in every detail. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy. So guys, I hope this has been a blessing for you. If you're joining us, we are traveling through the Bible chronologically. So I'm using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation, large print, of course. But praise be to God, I was able to download it onto my iPad so I can see it. So thank you, Jesus, for that. That was such a blessing, you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening and, traveling on this journey with me. It sure has been a blessing, and I hope it's been a blessing to you guys. And as always, get into the Word of God, let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you've never, never asked Jesus to be your Savior, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. And if I were you, I would not wait another millisecond before you make that decision. You don't have to be anywhere special. You could be on your couch eating Cheetos. You could be driving down the road. You could be at work. You could be sitting at your desk. You could be sitting on your couch. It doesn't matter where you are. The thing is, what you have to know is we have all sinned and fallen short. And the wages of that sin is death. And of course, we couldn't pay it. So if you've ever told a lie, you have sinned. If you've ever lusted after somebody, you have sinned. If you've ever stolen anything, no matter how small, no matter what, you have sinned. And so the wages of sin is death. But God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to earth, to be born of a virgin of the Holy Spirit, to live a perfect sinless life, because we could not. He was all man and all God, and he sacrificed his life for us. And so he died, he was crucified on that cross for our sin. And so he made atonement for us. So when God sees you and me, he doesn't see us as the wretched people that we are. He sees us through the blood, the sacrifice of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when the Bible says we put on the righteousness of Christ, that's what that means. So when God sees us, he sees us as called justification, just as if we've never sinned. So today I implore you to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, to put your faith in the Lord Jesus and what he's done for you and me, and that God raised him from the grave 3 days later. He ascended to heaven. He sits on the right hand of the throne of God because it's finished. Victory is Jesus's, and he is coming back. He promised he is coming back, and he will. Folks, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And I do pray that today you make that decision for the Lord Jesus. It is a personal relationship. It's not your mom's relationship. It's not your grandmother's relationship with the Lord Jesus. It is your personal relationship with Christ. I pray that today you will cry out to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and to repent of those sins and turn away and turn towards the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. May today be that day for you, for your salvation. And with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much for listening. May God bless each and every one of you as we await the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.